Hello there. Hello. How was your weekend? Did you? I did some baking. I baked some seitan for a Sunday roast. When are they going to do seitan week on the Great British Bake Off? When? Yet again. The anti-woke snowflakes are preventing me from having some fun. Hello there. I hope you had a nice weekend. I don't know if you saw this story. The BBC's LGBT correspondent said that he and his family have been targeted with racist and homophobic abuse after the actor Lawrence Fox tweeted about him. He's called Ben Hunt. He said, I'll just let the police take over that. What happened was Lawrence Fox did a tweet saying, with a screen grab of him, saying, "So glad I'm not paying for this anymore." I read an interesting thread where someone was sort of saying, this is what it's like to be victimized on Twitter. I'm not going to say for what aspect of them they were being victimized, but it was a really cogent takedown where they sort of said one of the biggest things is to dehumanize through language. So saying this, you know, when he could have said this guy or nonsense reports like this, but this applied to Ben Hunt, kind of, it sort of dehumanizes him and then it kind of legitimizes that kind of trolling and stuff. And you know, Lawrence Fox and the Reclaim Party, you know, he wants you to think this is, I'm just one brave man battling the Goliath of UK politics in between rolling fags and noodling on my guitar in my bedsit. It's absolute nonsense, of course. He is very much playing a role, and he's very much a little puppet with all kinds of people's hands inside him, working him hard. Patrick Barrow's company, Reputation Communications, is going to be handling the PR for Reclaim, or whatever it is it gets called, because, of course, there's a Manchester charity called Reclaim trying to reclaim Reclaim. In an interview with PR Week, Patrick Barrow said, "We've not been contracted in yet because the party itself does not exist, but we are doing background work on it and helping Lawrence out with various bits and pieces." Listen, I got him on speed dial. Lawrence, Loza, he's real. He said, "Work on it has already started in the sense that it's known about, and Lawrence, is doing various bits of media to soft launch the whole concept." He's had a long-standing friendship with businessman Jeremy Hosking, a man who's sunk, I think, £5, maybe £6 million into Reclaim. And that's not because he saw Loza on Newsnight, was it Question Time, and dug him and thought, hey, this could be the beginning of something else. Because listen to what else Patrick Barrow has to say. They didn't pitch for the work. He said, "We've had a relationship with Jeremy Hosking, one of the backers involved, for some time. Hence our involvement before Lawrence himself became involved." It's not Lawrence's party! It's Jeremy Hosking's party. He's got 350 million quid. And he owns Crystal Palace and some steam trains. And idly wondering what to do with all his money, feeling like maybe Britain should take a chance on Brexit. He spent a lot of money pushing Brexit. Well, you can afford to take a chance on Brexit with 350 million in the bank, can't you? Anyway. That's that then. In the meantime, of course, Trump is heading towards the final days of his presidency. And it's sort of interesting, isn't it? Barack Obama's final act, which was signed on Trump's inauguration day, I believe. Like, it's literally as he was leaving the White House for the last time. He signed a document to try to make better more user-friendly websites for the government. It was called the Talent Act. And the idea was that it meant that you could bring people in to work on government projects, digital projects, kind of short-term. They didn't necessarily have to be like payroll people. You could effectively, I guess, hire freelancers to work on something and make it good. And I mean, you might think it's a trivial thing. I don't know if you've ever tried to use Government Gateway. Does anyone know their Government Gateway number? Of course you don't. I guess, yeah, that alone would make you appreciate the importance of that. But it wasn't just about making non-shonky websites. It was about helping members of the public access their own health records or speeding up the cancer screening process. But anyway, this act that had to be signed, like, it's a really big, like, you have to get it printed on special parchment for it to be enacted and stuff. And they had to get it to him on the last day. I've read quite an interesting article about how they did all of that. The point being, I feel like leaving office in the presidency, you know, when you know you can't come back after 8 years, particularly, it's sort of a bit like dying, isn't it? Like, you've done the top job. You've done the main thing you'll ever do. It's over. You know, and what are the things you hold dear in those closing moments of power? What are the things that you seek to improve? Donald Trump has sought fast-track authorization for several administration-wide policy changes before he leaves the White House in January, including changing or broadening the methods of killing prisoners facing the death penalty. He's trying to bring back electrocutions and firing squads. Those things you hold dearest. That's according to a report from ProPublica. Extraordinary. What? Who? Why? Whee! Good times. Anyway, Loz of Fox aside, NHS bosses plan to enlist celebrities and influencers with big social media followings in a major campaign to persuade people to get the COVID vaccine. Get the vaccine. Just get the vaccine. Amid fears of a low take-up. Lawrence, would you be up? No. He tweeted, I think, yesterday. Had a dinner party with friends, hugged them. It was so good. What was it? Compliance is violence. Doesn't quite work. Never mind. Probably better than most of your lyrics, you idiot. Anyway, I sound like Piers Morgan now. Ministers and NHS England are drawing up a list of, quote, very sensible, unquote, famous faces, hoping that them saying get immunised will persuade the great British unwashed, apart from the hands, to get the vaccination. There's no confirmed names, but Marcus Rashford's sort of being bandied about, which would not be overly surprising. It's also been hinted that possibly members of the royal family would be ideal recruits. Yes, Prince Andrew says, if you don't want to sweat. So I thought maybe there was something we could do with that. Hashtag celebrity campaigns. You know, what celebrity would you like to see doing what kind of public wellness campaign? Hashtag celebrity campaigns. If you've got an idea, it's at Not Today Pod. I'm thinking Amal Rajan with his famous anti-fake news, check it on Metro campaign. If it's in Metro, then it's good to go. That was a good one. Nick Knowles, campaigning against modern slavery. Did you know there are some people who work on building sites for no money at all? I mean, not DIY SOS. I mean, all right, technically, yes, but, you know, don't worry about it. Hashtag celebrity campaigns at Not Today Pod, or you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to give you a guide to prospective London mayors. If you are a patron of the podcast, if you're a supporter, then you'll already know about one prospective candidate and some of the stuff he's posted on YouTube. It is quite an eye-opener. If you want the bonus podcast that tells you all about that from last week with Cousin Davey, then you can go to patreon.com/nottodaypod. Also, hello to Kat. Hi, Kat. New subscriber. Thanks very much. It's always a good day. But I'll be spending today checking out mylittlecrony.com. This is by Sophie E. Hill. Thanks very much, Pablo, for putting me in touch with it. It's brilliant. It's this sort of interactive spider graph thing of the UK government and the Conservative Party and contracts and donors and how it all links together. And it's an amazing piece of work. It's worth having a look at. Anyway, so yes, tomorrow, prospective London mayors. I broke everything there. That was stupid. And I'm thinking of doing an advent calendar, like an interactive advent calendar. It's a chocolate one. You open the door and a piece of chocolate pops out, or it's already popped out and it's sort of fallen to the bottom or whatever. And we'll play a fun game of guess what the mold is. What is that little piece of waxy chocolate supposedly representing? I don't know. Serpent playing a drum? I don't know. What is that shape? I don't know. If you've got any thoughts about that, then I don't know. Hashtag chocolate advent. Is that asking for trouble? I don't know. At Not Today Pod, in any case, on Twitter, or you can email nottoday@swanburst.com. Anyway, as a sort of advent thing, I'm thinking I'm going to do a piece of music every day because I enjoy it. Yes, it's self-indulgent, but that's what this podcast's all about, isn't it? Finally, I need to thank the Patreons.
Hello, I'm Jerome, off of Robson and Jerome. And I'm reading this out in a calm way to help you go to sleep while you patiently wait for this advert to finish so you can watch the YouTube clip that you wanted. Thanks very much to all the Patreons. Kat, Sam, Madeline, Nick, Andrew, Gordon, stay calm, helping you go to sleep, Will, Corin, Polly, Diggory, Darren, oh, I went creepy there, so I'll pull it back a bit, Claire, Chris, Suzette, Malcolm, Una, John, Manaza, Hannah, Our Nature, Owen, Rodney, Ollie, stay calm.
What was that? What was that? I'm trying to record the calm thing. Unbelievable.
Charlotte, David, Popey, David James, Dan, Neil, Melissa, Christian, Julian, Stuart. Can I get, like, coffee or something? Can I? Because my throat. Is anyone still watching? Okay. Stuart, Jane, can I just hurry up? They must be asleep by now. Stuart, Jane, Robert, Rick, David Brazel, Emily, Catherine, Sam, Neil, Richard, David, Duncan, Pablo, Pat, Christopher, Lee, James, Ruby, Nat, and Alf. Hello, Alf. Joel, Claire, Gemma, Bruce, Jet, my car's outside. Okay, cool. Jem, Julie, Harsh, Fiona, Matt, Kim. There, that's all of them. Is that all right? Okay. So it's a bit, no, I'm going to go if that's all right. I haven't got time to do the promo. Okay. Night, night.
Actually, before I go, there's one or two other things I need to do. Pablo wants to send me some colouring in he's done, which I'm very excited about. I've been dying to get the Not Today Thank You gallery going behind me for ages. If you would like to send me a drawing or something you've done, we'll put it in the gallery and I'll play the gallery music and I'll audio describe it in some way. You can send whatever it is to the following address. Have you got the pen and paper? Do you know what? I'll do it in a minute. You can go and get yourself a pen and a piece of paper because you never know when you want to wrap up a pen. We have got some emails, though, to share. Pat, hello, Pat, has emailed saying, hey, everyone, following the Cousin Davey Friday show where gibberish came up, yes, we thought that would make a good topic, I have an absolutely bonkers game you might want to try over Christmas. Yes, who knows how desperate we'll get, Pat. Two or more players. Each player in turn has to come out with a string of random words, starting with three or four, then adding more and more for as long as you can. person, woman, man, TV camera. No. Anyway, so it's hard as anything because you'll explode laughing at how mad it gets. It goes something like this. Remember, the words must not make any sense. You start and keep going as long as you can. The loser is the one that can't go on. Do you mean in terms of will to live? Player one. Lamppost, carpet, envelope, hamper. Player two. Prunes, bicycle, waffle iron, tumble dryer. Player one. Penguin, envelope, tweezers, sunroof, eventually. Player two. Angle grinder, monkfish, colander, granules. You see, says Pat, bonkers. You keep it up without hesitation and keep the words unrelated to the ones before. I played it a couple of times last year and always end up falling off the chair laughing. Booze helps. Yes, I find booze helps just with falling off the chair. You don't have to be laughing for that. That's a good idea, though. I'm going to try that. I could see that being quite a hit. Thank you very much indeed for that. If you've got some party game ideas, nottoday@swanburst.com. Neil wrote and said, "Hi, Jake. I really needed to write to you." Oh, thanks. Regarding your exploration of smells from yesteryear. An odyssey of odours, if you will. Aromatic antiquities, pongs of the past, a fascination of the foul and fetid. Mwah! I love the way that old comics... stop, we're not talking Jimmy Tarbuck and annuals smell. Okay, you mean like the Beano. There's nothing better than sticking your nose in into a comic. I dare say Jimmy Cricket would have something to say about that. There's nothing better than sticking your nose in between the covers of a look-in annual. Oh, yeah. Or a Star Wars weekly. I told you I was in look-in once. That musty waft that hits you when you turn that first page. The odour hangs around your nostrils while you not only read about the Bee Gees on ITV that weekend, but also about how you can win a fantastic Hornby Railway set. The stink gets right into your hippocampus. That's why I can smell musty paper every time I see a picture of Bob Carroll G's and Spit the Dog, or adverts for Mr. Bellamy's amazing licorice novelties. Yeah, I was thinking, like, that thing where a picture would be really precious, some smudgy picture of Bob Carroll G's and Spit the Dog. You know, you'd like, cut it out, because you couldn't get it anywhere else. Thanks, Jake, and thanks for the Not Today Thank You annual 2020 CD. Absolutely brilliant. I listened to all of it on a car journey this last Saturday. Dear God, are you okay? I was just expecting a book token this Christmas. That would have been much better. Sorry about that, Neil. Thanks very much. He also says, I was wondering how easy would it be for us all to record a bit of a Christmas song and send it to you? Very much in the vein of the whole world is a Jaffa cake, but for Christmas. Yeah, we can do that. We can totally do that. I like that idea. We will definitely do that. Leave it with me. I'll make that happen. And I'm sorry I didn't... the band thing, I never actually got off the ground either. I just kind of ran out of time. But it's still on the back burner. I still want to form a band. And I've got a tune and it's really good. Anyway, that's it. Thanks very much indeed for being here. Oh, here's the address. Did you get that pen? Did you? It's Jake Yap. And it's... suite 451, which means small metal cupboard 451. It's about that big. Number 20, St. Lloyd's Street. I'll spell that for you, darling. That's ST spacebar Lloyes spacebar ST. Street Lloyd's Saint. St. Lloyd's Street. Bedford, MK40 1ZL. Bedford, MK40 1ZL. I would love to get some pictures here. Maybe some decorations, some handmade Christmas decorations would be amazing. Then again, you could just get on with your life, couldn't you? I wasn't making demands on you like that. It's not very fair, is it? Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening. Well, tomorrow we will open the first flap of our advent calendar. I'm very excited. I will see you then. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.